It's a super sprint this weekend in the V8s, the supercar. I can't call them V8s anymore, can I? Apologies. In the supercars, Sydney Motorsport Park. Joining us now is Mark Winterbottom. And Mark, this is your home track. Can you take the checkered flag?
Yeah, morning, mate. I hope. I'll take the checkered flag. I just don't know if it'll be the first one. It's been a tough year, but yeah, always coming home is a good thing. And yeah, lots of friends and family come out and support me at this one. So hopefully the season's getting better for us and, yeah, we can get some results because it's been tough. It's been up and down. Good weekend, bad weekend. So, yeah, we just need to get some consistency and nice to be back up the front if we can do it.
Yeah, exactly right. How do you make the car go faster? I mean, what's the trick in catching the Shell V-Power racing team?
Oh, it's it can turn really quickly. It's sort of... It's not where you need to bolt massive amounts of componentry in the car. We're just not getting our setups, right, and it's taking a long time over the weekend to get them right. And those guys are just—they're on it every weekend. They understand the car, and they're just doing a really good job. So we need to just probably understand our car a bit more. And Chaz at Willowbank had a very good weekend, winning on Sunday, so they've got a good handle on their car, and that will feed through the team now and will help everyone else. So we're getting there, but it's just understanding what you got. It sounds silly, and when other people say it, I sort of scratch my head and go, what do you mean? But when you're in it, it actually makes sense. It's very hard to get the cars right, and just in that setup window where they work at their peak.
I was going to say, mate, how frustrating is it then? Yeah. 2015 champion from the supercars. Can you not just go back and look at all the information, look at all the data and say, hey, let's just adapt it to the car now? Or is it poles apart when you season to season, track to track?
Yeah, if you sit on your hands and just do the same as what you did a couple of years ago, you just drop back anyway because the category lifts and teams get better and evolve and they continue to improve. But also we have different tyres this year and there's always something that will change as well. But we always try and evolve the setup. And what we ran at Sydney Motorsport Park in February at the test day to start the year is so far different to what we're running now. It's ridiculous how much it evolves in, 3 to 4 or 5 months, let alone, 2 years. So you're always trying to stay ahead of it, but it's a game of you improve 5%, they improve 10%, they jump you and you fall behind. So you're always evolving, but just to what extent? Sort of shows where you are on the grid and on the track.
If you could have something with the car, what would it be? Is it better braking? Is it better use of the tyres? Is it better speed, acceleration? What do you need from it?
Well, yeah, if you ask a driver, they're pretty hopeless. They want speed, braking, power down,
all of that,
tyre life, and everything, and champagne to spray at the end. So you get greedy, but the biggest thing for my car at the start of the year was braking, and we fixed that, which was a mechanical item more than a setup thing. But on the weekend at Willowbank, drive, the power down was the big issue for me. And what happens is when you don't have the drive, so when you put your foot on the throttle and the car squats and doesn't wheel spin effectively, it drives off the corner. The straights are very long, so the worse your drives are, the longer those straights are, and it exaggerates it more. So for me, coming off Willowbank, that's the area we focus on. But week in, week out, your problems can change, and that's the million-dollar question. You fix one, and then another problem sort of rises, and it's about keeping your strength and adding to it, but not taking your strength away. So that's sort of the philosophy. But it changes week in, week out, but at the moment, power down, make those straights, they're about 12 seconds, some of the straights here at Sydney Motorsport Park, making sure that you approach them as quick as possible and maximise, instead of 12 seconds on the straight, spend 11.8 seconds on it, and that's how you get your gain.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's always so complicated. I know it looks easy to some of us, but it always is so complicated. Mark, good luck, mate. We know you're going to have plenty of family, friends. You've got that home ground advantage, so make sure you ram it home on the weekend at Eastern Creek.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers, mate.